profiling some of the region's excellent educators. This is Olivia Wilson. Olivia, thanks so much for joining us here today. First of all, we want to have everybody know, how did you get involved in teaching?
I was volunteering at a rescue, and they asked me just to coach a few kids that came out and saw the animals. So I jumped the opportunity. I've always wanted to work with kids and animals, so it was kind of right up my alley.
What have you gotten out of this experience so far?
A lot of enjoyment, unforgettable memories, and lots of laughs. Things that come out of my students' mouths, I sometimes have to sit back and think about what they said for a second. But, I get a lot of enjoyment and lots of laughs and a lot of unforgettable memories. Seeing the students interested and engaged is one of the most rewarding feelings that anybody could really ask for. So it's just a lot of enjoyment.
What has been some of the biggest challenges that you've had to face?
Probably just getting started. Before this, I never really taught anybody, so coming up with a plan and figuring out kind of what I can do and can't do based on their age. But they've kind of grown with me and kind of learned along the way. So,
of course, right now we are in a pandemic. Has the pandemic changed any ways of how you go about teaching every day?
It has been a little different. Like, we've had to kind of make some adjustments for safety reasons. So it has been different. Some of the horses, they don't like the masks, so it's a bit of adjustment for them as well. So,
what advice would you have for people that are interested in becoming a teacher like yourself?
I would tell them just do it. If they have the experience and the commitment and the heart to do it, they're going to do just fine. Like I said, when I started, I didn't know where to begin, but doing it now, I wouldn't change anything.
You know, Olivia, you've accomplished a lot in such a short period of time. What accomplishments are you most proud of?
From a young age, I wanted to work with horses, and so I finally fulfilled that dream. And it's a bonus seeing the children share the same passions that I do, and they're growing up just like I did, and it's just so nice to see that, they're kind of following in my footsteps.